So it is a beautiful day to welcome a new member of the body of Christ into the church, along with his mother, his father, and his sisters. And we heard from the hymns where we are in our journey toward Pascha. Tomorrow we will celebrate the Sunday before the beginning of Lent. You know, it is Cheese Fair. It's the Sunday of forgiveness, and we'll hear this in the gospel passage, of course. We'll hear this in the hymns. And then Great and Holy Lent begins tomorrow evening with the service of forgiveness, the Vespers of forgiveness. And so we'll hear this again in the gospel. But in the epistle reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, we hear, as I said this morning, some good advice for us as we enter into Great and Holy Lent this year. And he says, Romans chapter 13, verse 11 through 14, 4, he says, "Besides this you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone and the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not reveling in drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. As for the man who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not for disputes over opinions. One believes he may eat anything while the weak man eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who abstains, and let not him who abstains pass judgment on him who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the master is able to make him stand." There's a lot of teaching in that passage. A lot of teaching and a lot of advice for each and every one of us, wherever we are in our journey, in our life, in our journey as Christians, in our journey as members of this community, in our journey with what's going on in the world today, there's a lot of teaching there. And we'll hear more of this tomorrow and in the days to come. But really the call is to wake up, to wake from our sleep, and to prepare ourselves to enter into this journey once again in our lives of Great Lent. And it's a journey going somewhere. It's not a journey without a destination. As Christians, our destination that we pray is eternity, is eternal life, is salvation, is return to the kingdom of God, and to rejoice with the saints, with those whom have gone before us, our loved ones, and that's who we prayed for this morning in the Saturday of the Souls, and to be reunited and to be restored to the image that we were created in. And so we hear all these things, but how? How can this happen? Well, it's more than just a mystery. It's a gift, and it's a gift beyond anything we can imagine. But there are things we can do. There are opportunities for us to respond to this gift. And that's what Lent offers us every year of our lives. And so we need to wake from our sleep. And as St. Paul says, salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Each and every day for us, salvation is nearer to us. And each and every day of our lives. And so we need to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And then he tells us how to conduct ourselves. You know, I talk a lot about good habits and bad habits. You know, put on the armor of light. Strive to exhibit and to live by good habits in your life. Do your best to put away the bad habits. I mean, sometimes these things we hear and we hear and we hear, yeah, I get it. But it takes effort. It takes work. Thank God for his grace, because as Paul also tells the church in Rome, all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But it is because by his grace and his love and his forgiveness, that we too can continue on in this journey, that we too can realize the gift and the joy of salvation in our own lives, each and every one of us. And that's the message. That's the message that we are called to hear. That's what we need to wake up to. We need to wake up out of our sleep. We need to recognize that. We need to, just as we heard a few weeks ago with the prodigal son, we need to come to our senses. We need to return to the Father. We need to receive his forgiveness. And we need to live in that joy. And that's the journey of Lent for us. And so the church offers for each and every one of us this opportunity again this year to walk on this journey. So may our Lord strengthen each and every one of us to do so. And to do so not as we'll hear in the gospel, as he says the hypocrites do, with wailing and crying and complaining, all these different things, but do so each and every one of us in our own personal lives, our own personal and private journey, but yet it's done and it is accomplished with the strength and the power of our Lord. And so may he strengthen each and every one of us as we begin this journey again this year. Amen.
Amen. Holy God.